Okay, good evening. This is Kilo Baker 2, Sierra, Quebec, opening up the Metroplex Thursday night net. We meet every Thursday night at 8 o'clock local time. And let's see, are there any mobiles that they would like to check into the net tonight? Call KB2, Sierra, Quebec, net control. Okay, here no mobiles. We'll take general check-ins. Come down, please, KB2, Sugar Queen.
KB2SQ. KB2THU. Kim Thompson, go to your screaming call. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Jim, I have you. Don, I have you. Additional check-in.
KB2SQ. This is N2ML, Mark, Muncie, New York. Over.
Okay, Mark, give me a call again, give it to me again, please.
November 2, Mike Lemur, N2ML.
Okay, Mark, we have you checked in. Additional check-in. Come down, KB2SQ. WA2UEE, Bob, are you there? Okay, Mark, N2 Mike Lemur. Good evening to you. Come aboard. I believe I'm looking at the call. It might be our first time of working. The name here is Paul. I'm located in Manhattan. Net control for the Metroplex net. Come down.
This is N2ML. Good evening, Paul, and everyone on board.
Yep.
I didn't think I was on here once about 6 months ago. Well, it's good over here, over.
Okay, Mark, where are you located, by the way, Mark?
Rockland County, New York, exit 11 on the Palisades Parkway.
Okay, you up there by Jim's work 2TH. Zupid, W2ZUP is up in, I come off at exit 11 when I go up to visit him. W2ZUP. W2ZUP, W2ZUP, Zupid up in, I know I get off at exit 11 when I visit him. But thanks a lot for stopping by this evening and checking in with us, Mark. And I'll get back to you in a minute or two. Do we have additional check-ins? Come now, KB2 Sugar Queen. Jim, KC2DHU. I think he's up in Tompkins Cove. Send you some beautiful weather up that way today. Come aboard.
You did snow, Paul. Yeah, beautiful. 64 degrees right now. We've got humidity's 40%. It's starting to rise a little bit there. And the high for the day was 80.6 degrees. The low was 54.6. But low humidity pretty much throughout the day, man. The humidity was around 30%. Right around, it started dropping around 11:30 in the afternoon. The wind started picking up a little bit. But the morning looked kind of ugly. Man, I thought it was going to rain. Dave and I were looking outside. It looked like it was going to be a crappy day. And all of a sudden the sun came out and everything just turned beautiful, man. Like the flowers are blooming and everything else. Beautiful springtime day. You know, the RF front finally got that controller working good. My buddy Bart, WR2I, did some mods on the controller and steered me in the right direction on doing some stuff in there. If you've been on the repeater lately, for the last couple of days, the audio's gotten a lot better. It's a lot more soothing to the ear, and it really, really sounds good. And I've got to thank him for that. And, you know, all his guidance to it. So that was, I pretty much had about with them there. I mean, it was working, but just trying to get some highs out of there was, I don't know what I was doing wrong. But I got squared away on that. It actually kind of increased its range, to be honest with you, because the highs were, you know, were picking up all the noise, you know, and the signals, when they got noisy. And, you know, it was just competing with everything. But now that's all knocked out of there, but it just sounds so much better to the ear. Even the, you know, listening to the audio coming through Metroplex. I figured, you know, last week we had, I was getting a bad signal on Metroplex, but I said, maybe I'll try it on the Echo Link side, because I think that you guys got that squared away. WMPX-R was working pretty good now, but I said, we try it on RF first and see how it sounds. And you're sounding good up here tonight, and I hope I'm sending back good back down to you there. Yeah, KB2SQ, net control, back to you, KC2DA2.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, the signal's sounding very good. Yeah, I've heard you working on it couple of times during the week, and working out a little kinks in here and there. Yeah, so it's working real good there. Sounds good. And good evening to all my shortwave listeners, and Mary and Walt and Dale are in there listening. Good evening to y'all up in upstate New York area. Okay, Jim, let me break with you and go up to Greenfield Park, New York, up in the Catskills. N2HIT. John, good evening. Come aboard. There was somebody in there that was talking while I was. Who was this station? I don't know. When I'm key, I hear a voice. John, N2HIT. Come aboard.
Okay, now Mr. Control. N2HIT, Greenfield Park, New York. Catskill Mountain coming through the Catskill Connect for 59 degrees, 59 degrees. I'm on 220, coming through WB2LMV 220. Good signal. I know it's a nice signal, very good. Everything. 59 degrees, just like Jim said, that it was beautiful, beautiful today. Did something on the porch and the picnic table and little minor things around the property. Nice lady day in Catskill Park. And you mentioned a corporal there, Zuby, your name. I haven't heard that so long, so long. So I'll pass it back to Metro. So I thought I heard a voice too, Paul. If you get a chance, run that after you check in. Have you talked to Zuby on HF lately? Back to Metro.
Okay, Don. Yeah, every time I'm key, I hear a voice. It's strange. Don, I haven't talked to Zuby in a year. About 6 months ago, I was up at Jim's place, and I drove over there and pulled into his driveway, knocked on his door. I was in there, but that car's been talking. He's got an old car in the driveway, so still around. It's just that he had been out of the shack at the time. I can't went by to see him, but I haven't heard Zuby on 40 or any of the other bands, Don, and over a year, I believe. But he talks to his son. He has a son down in Baltimore, somewhere near Baltimore, Don. And so we know Zuke is, you know, still around there,
yeah.
Don. Okie doke, let me break with you, Don. Stay on your 59 degrees up in the Catskills. We've got 72 here in the city. And I just rushed in. I was at a wake for a co-worker of mine, Roger Abel, and Sandra called me about 7:45 and reminded me that you got a net to run, so that's why I had to rush in and about a minute or two opening up the net to Don. Let me break with you and see if we have additional check-ins before I go back to Mark. KB2, Sugar Queen, Net Control, looking for additional check-ins.
Me too, Sugar Queen, WA2SHA.
Common, we have you. Additional check-ins. Okay, here none. Last week we had 14 check-ins. Tonight we're pulling teeth here, trying to get to 10. So, Mark, hopefully things have been going well with you on your end since we last spoke. November 2, Mike Lima up in Muncie, New York, up in Rockland County. Come aboard for any additional comments from you, sir.
This is M2ML. Mark, good evening, all on board. I had a quick question for you. What's doing with the 440 Metroplex repeater? Is that coming up anytime soon?
Okay. Mark, I tell you what. Armin's going to check in next, and I'm going to have him say a few words, and I'll have him give you an update on the 440 there. Mark, at QSL.
Let me go over to Armin. W2SHA. Armin, good afternoon. Good evening to you. Come aboard and give Mark and November 2 Mike Lehman an update on the 440.
Okay. Paul, that voice you heard, you know, when Young Keith definitely is there. And what it comes from is a little skip from Pennsylvania. There's a repeater around Lancaster that's on the same frequencies as ours is. And what happens when you Young Keith, the squelch and the PL don't let go right away. So you hear their a part of their voice, despite the fact that they have a different PL, so they don't normally interfere with us. That's happened a couple of times before, especially in good weather, great days like this, great evening, the Lancaster repeating. I've had it so strong that you actually got a couple of bars on my receiver here, you know. But they're certainly not an interfering factor. Our repeater is much more powerful than theirs in this area, so it doesn't give any trouble. But I can hear a little bit of their carrier in the background while the people were speaking. Mark, I can't give you much of a background on the 440 repeater. I really have to get John Agavino for that. He's in charge of obtaining the repeater parts and everything else for that project. So I have no real update information to give him. Sorry, Mark. That's about it. I was at a hospital visiting a friend today, and they didn't want the dinner, so I had a hospital dinner today. The most awful freaking food that you ever had. I mean, I can't believe it. For $2,000 a day, the crappy food that these hospitals serve. The preparation is so awful and so bad. Unbelievable. Okay, back to net control. Enough of that. KB2SQ, WA2SHA.
Okay, Yaman, very good. And, Mark, into ML, KB2SQ, John, KA2BVO, president of the Metroflex. I know he's been trying to get some parts for the 440. He had it up about 2 months ago, but it just wasn't doing what it's supposed to do, so he took it back down and looking for some parts for it, Mark, yeah, sure. So that's the deal on that. Yeah, sure, you checked in last July 2nd, 2009, and the week before that, I think you checked in with me, Mark, back in June 11th. Checked in, yeah, June 11th, you also checked in with me last year, Mark, so it has been a while, but glad you stopped by again there, Mark. QSL?
Connecting to KC2EHA repeater. Connected.
Maybe that time Jim's repeater, right? Okay. Into Mike Lima. Mark, you still there?
Yeah, it's into ML.
What Armin was saying, that we're still looking for parts for the 440. John, KA2VBO, did have it up for a while, about 2 months ago, maybe 2.5 months ago, but it just didn't have, it wasn't getting out right, and some other problems with it, so he's looking for some parts for it, for the repeater, Mark, on the 440 of QSL.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, because in my car I only have a UHF radio, so. And I have it pre-programmed, but it doesn't come back. So just curious if it's going to be coming back anytime soon. But thanks for the update. But back to Ned.
Okay. And like I was saying, now last see where you checked in back in July. June and July, Mark. So appreciate you stopping back. Don't stay away so long. Let's break with you. And I'm an okay on the bad hospital food. Well, I guess it's at every hospital, Armand. The food is bad at every hospital. QSL? I guess Armand stepped away. Let me see if we have additional check-ins tonight for the net. Looking for additional check-ins to the Metroplex Thursday night net. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec. WA2UEE, Bob, are you there? AE2AA, Walter, are you there? KB2, Sugar Wing? Okay, I'll go back up to the top. Look like you're short in the neck here. A chef in the club. 32 ESK. And let's go over to Jim. And Jim, additional comments from you, sir. No Yankees on tonight. I guess I'll have to watch, maybe I can watch some basketball. I'll be suffering from sportsitis. And, I hear where Dave is getting his system back up. I heard him on today working on his antennas and what have you on his link, Jim. KC2DAQ, KB2 Ship Point.
Bud.
Dr. Lake, Jack, I hear beating with you a little bit there. And then, look, this is a good time, man. Works with 2 meter sideband. I would have 6 though, but I got the 6 links shut down. I had it on during the day. But I shut it off before I left the shop, but he says it's repeated. But, once Dave gets the guy, Dave, everything's looking good for him up there. The computer seems to be working well, the ring blast is working well. He's got a test radio on there with a little mag mount antenna. That all seems to be working well. So when he gets it together with the antenna and the feed line and stuff like that, everything's working good. I'll probably move 6 up here. I'll put 6 meters up here. Let that run up here. And that should be a lot of fun. But everything's looking really good on Dave's side there. And Mark, I want to say good evening to you and to ML. I haven't heard you in a while. Friend of Isser's there. And I've been in contact with Isser. He left me a message. He sent me a picture of him in his army gear and stuff like that. Makes a good soldier. And he did leave me a message last Sunday. I didn't get the call. I was probably outside or something like that. I always carry my cell phone around me. But everything's really good, doing good up. Not as hard as he thought it would be. And he's having a good time. You know, so far, everything's looking really good. So it's just doing really good out there. And hopefully I'll try to get contact with him this Sunday. That's when he's got his phone, obviously. And I did leave him a message back, although he says on his message he can't really check his messages, but I'm sure he'll get it next Sunday. And I'll try to give him a ring out there and see if we can hook up. But I know when he's coming back this way, I guess we still have boot camp. You know, he'll have a few days off. That's about it. All the report from beautiful Tompkins Cove, New York. So back over to Net Control, KV2DA2.
KV2, Sugar Queen. Okay, that's my call. Now, who's the calling? Who's checking that?
WA2UEE, you copy, Paul?
Yeah, Bob, I'd given you a call a couple of times. WA2UEE. Bob, I have you. Stand by a minute, Bob, I'll be right back. Jim, yeah, okay. On getting a call from Issa and getting a photo from him. Where's he stationed, Jim Blake? Bob, I go over to you now then. Jim may have stepped away or they may have timed him out again. I'm not sure. WA2UE. Bob, good evening to you. Come aboard.
Okay, Paul. Good evening to everybody on the net. I hope you're copying me all right. I don't know. This radio's going fluky. I was talking to Trevor earlier. And as I was talking, I heard him coming on. He was talking. And I don't know what happened. I pushed the mic button and made sure that was in okay. But I heard him talking as I was talking. So, I don't know. It was either me or the radio. And then also, I was listening to Trevor. And I got signed off, disconnected. So I don't know what happened there. But then a few seconds later, I got reconnected. So, there you go, Paul. I got a mystery here, so I hope you're copying me okay. Maybe it was me or whatever. So, are you copying me okay, Paul? Go ahead.
Yeah, Bob. You're coming in very good. I've given you a call a couple of times. I said, well, maybe check in when somebody else was checking in or something. So, I made sure I'd check with see if you were there, because I didn't think it was your night away for your meeting. Bob, but you're coming in very good now, Bob, so hopefully the wife is doing a lot better and getting back into tip-top super there. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, Paul, thank you. She is coming along very well. She's on that antibiotic pills and things, you know, and they are helping her. Of course, with her not have to go to work or anything like that, it does make it a lot easier, you know, Paul. So, yeah, I come on a little bit late, Paul. Come on a little bit late. That's why you didn't get a hold of me. So, but outside of that, everything else is running smooth, Paul. So thanks for asking, and I'll turn it back to Net. This is WA2UEE.
Okay.
Let me go back up to Jim. KP2DHU. Jim, where is Issa located? Go ahead. May have stepped away. N28T, Don, additional comments from you. Hoping Miss Yuna is doing well. And you've got that beautiful weather. I was out in the garden yesterday doing some more planting. I planted some, a couple of more different kinds of peppers and some carrots and, I forgot. I must have planted about five or six different things there, Don. How's Miss Yuna? Has she broken ground in her garden yet, Don? N28T, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Get ready for that first skip. We hours in the morning. The time I get my 3 hours sleep. Then I get up to make that report 1:30, 2 o'clock call, and I'm good for the rest of the day, the rest of the night. Just a few hours, 8 to about 12:30. Yes, fine with the garden. She planted now the flower garden in front of the house. She has everything there. I don't know the name, but beautiful card for Lisa. But you got these onions coming up, scallions, they're up already. And already she's got some trimmed in the kitchen. I know she planted tomatoes and a bunch of other stuff, Paul, in the vegetable garden. So yes, Ms. Yuna, she's right on the ball with it. With that, that's about it for net control. I guess everybody's kind of busy or fell off to sleep a little early tonight, Paul. So I know you was in the garden, but I know when I called you, Metroplex there, working in charge. Hope it's all coming well with you on your side. Back to Net Control. KB2, Sierra Quebec. Good evening to all. Good job, Paul. Back to you.
Okay, Don. Don, when you came on, I believe you had been talking prior for maybe, I don't know, but I wasn't copying it. All of a sudden, there you were. So I don't know what the deal was on that. But, you came on, I'm sure you were in the middle of a sentence already and wasn't coming through. And I don't know if you're having the same problem on the receiving up there, Don, but that's what I kind of detected, Don. Okay. Tell hello to Miss Yuna and pass along my greetings there also to Misty and all the shortwave listeners up on your end, Don. Break with you and go to Mark. Mark, have you heard from Issa while he's been away, Mark? And to Mike Lima, KB2, excuse me. AC2DHU. Jim, are you still there? KB2, Sugar Queen. I don't know. I'm getting the idea that maybe Jim's system went off. Disconnected. Let me go down to Armin. And WA2SHA, Armin. You mentioned that hospital food. I was saying before, Armin, that the hospital food must be lousy everywhere. I can recall the few times I've had to go there, the food was not the best. And I can't imagine you going there and eating some hospital food, because I'm sure you've been in before and you know it's some terrible food. WA2SHA KB2, Sugar Queen.
Yes, I have been in before, but never ate food as bad as this that I did yesterday. I don't know what the heck happened, but they're cutting back. The prices keep going up, I guess, for the rooms and for the person they're cutting back on the food and some other things. It's happening all over. But this was supposed to be a chicken dinner. It was little pieces of, who knows, breast, turkey leg, what the hell, it was all mixed up. Little pieces in a gravy that was god-awful. And maybe about 3 tablespoons of it. That's about all. That's about how much chicken dinner it had. And then there was a little side of barley, boiled barley, and part of it was like solidified into one chunk, like a piece of glass. You couldn't even break it, You had to leave half of it there. And the string beans were so overcooked that they, when you stuck the fork in them, they just fell apart. And so, no flavor, no nothing, Oh, it's really terrible. And, at least in the Army, you used to have that nice big stainless steel tray with the 5 or 6 portion, areas in it. Got yourself a nice, healthy meal there. Army food is like 1,000 times better than that. At least it was when I was in. And I was in in 1957, you know? And I'm sure, if anything, it's probably even better today, I would think. Army always took good care of it. What the heck? I think Jim was disconnected, because I didn't hear anything coming back. I believe the system probably trying to get back up. In a little while. At any rate, great amount of rain we had. The groundwater is still high. The water line is still high. Plus, I have a sump in the backyard which collects most of the rainwater that runs down the driveway and all. And I had built that years ago in order to collect the silt, keep it out of the sewer. Normally, after a few days after a rain, the water goes right through the bottom of the sump and filters back into the ground. But in the last 2 weeks or so, there's an inch of standing water in there that never goes down. So it goes to show you that so much water is still in the ground from the previously heavy rains. But the plants love it. I got hosta growing up and down the side of the driveway. And it's so bushy. It's so big. You can't believe the leaves are bigger than my hand on it. Remarkable growth this year. So back to net control. KB2SQ, WA2SQ.
Okay. Was there another check-in before? I thought I heard somebody underneath armor there. Is there someone trying to check in KB2 Sugar Point? Okay, hearing none. Yeah, speaking of that rain, when I went out to the garden the other day, day before, the garden was very saturated with water, so put some new plants in. Of course, I dipped the plants into some water before I put them in the ground to make sure that the roots and everything are nice and wet, then stick them into the new ground. So start taking root right away. I think we're going to have a bunker crop or something this year. I don't know what it's going to be. I know the leaves, the trees are full of leaves, and with the pollen and everything, it's creating a real hassle with the allergies. I want to go to Bob. Let me see if there are additional check-ins. KB2 Sugar Free. Nothing heard. W2 UEE. Bob, additional comments from you. And I wasn't on today, so I don't know just what you mentioned the problem with talking with Trevor, but I wasn't on today, so I can't comment on that, Bob. But hopefully everything works out okay. W2 UEE. Bob, come aboard. KB2 Sugar Queen, and let me wish everybody a happy Mother's Day for all the ladies that are listening for this coming Sunday.
Okay, Paul. Yeah, I do the same. Wish all your mothers there a happy Mother's Day. I know Sunday's going to be quite a day for my wife and what have you. We go up to my daughter's house, and all my grandkids are going to be up there. So we have quite a time up there. We take pictures and what have you. All the newborn babies, two of them. So anyhow. I don't know what the problem was, Paul. I'm talking to you now, then all of a sudden Trevor come in, and he was talking to the other fellow that we had on the line. So I just went back to him. I just stood by and went back to him, after a while. But then all of a sudden, too, while I was listening to Trevor, I got disconnected. The mic disconnected me. So I said, okay, that's it. But then about maybe 3 or 4 seconds later, I got connected again, That happened twice. So I don't know what's going on. But that's the first time that's ever happened. The radio's not skipping on me anymore, knock on wood. And everything seems to be going pretty good. I meant to ask you, Paul, could you give me the number, like you did before, but then there, maybe you could give me the number for Trevor, so I don't have to punch in all the node numbers, and that would be a big help if you could. You have all the information on them, G4YGT and all that, So if you could give me a number to punch in, because Trevor's about the only one that I do punch in, more or less. Unless, I have time here, then I punch in Germany, Holland, and I punch in all over. I have a ball here, But Trevor is the main one, and if I could just punch him in, it would be a big help to me. So do you think maybe, Paul, you could get that number for me? Go ahead.
Okay, Trevor, Bob, Now here's the thing with that. When I was the SIS operator, see, I set that program up myself as the system operator. Once I let go of that, Bob, those numbers were no longer in the system, and John would have to sit and set it up in with on his end, you know, the shortcuts, as it's called, Bob. So that's something that John, KB2VBO, would have to do. So he'd be the guy. That's something that he has to set up on his end, Bob, QSL.
Oh, okay, Paul. No biggie. You know, I can keep doing it this way, and, you know, we'll see what happens. So everything seems to be running pretty good. I'm enjoying it, with Echo Link. And, oh, yeah, also, the newsletter. Yep, I got that. That come through, and I enjoyed that very much, read that through. And thanks, Paul, if you're listening. I think you're on the air tonight. Thanks again, Walt. It was a very good letter, newsletter. I enjoyed it very much. So, Paul, I think you're growing all these here vegetables and things. I think you kind of go out there in disguise and put up a little stand in front of the apartment there, you know, so people don't know you, and you start selling all these vegetables because you're going to have so many of them, you know. So how's that sound, Paul? Go ahead.
Bob, I haven't done that, but I have people waiting for me in the lobby. they wait for me in the lobby wanting to know how the tomatoes, when am I going to get some tomatoes. Eggplants, I must have given the eggplants away to about 7-8 people in the building, because I don't particularly care for eggplants. I just grow them. Eggplants and string beans and tomatoes and cucumbers last year and peppers. I had some hot, the hot, what do you call them? The hot, can't think of the name of them. But anyway, the head of maintenance here wanted those, so I would give him the hot ones, the red and the little short hot ones. I tell you, they are hot. But the regular green peppers, you know, I have a few people here that want them, so I put them in a little bag and hang them on the door. If I ring the doorbell and nobody's home, I just leave them on the doorknob, Bob. So I haven't set up a stand yet, Bob. But anyway, this Saturday, the building here where I am, they have a senior citizen dinner. You know, all the seniors and mothers, and I'll be the bartender. I've been coming down here because my son lived in the building here for a few years. So I used to come down here and participate in it. I was hoping this year I would be able to sit down because I'm a senior citizen, Bob. I think I am at 72. I should be sitting down, but they want me to work the bar. So that's what I'll be doing Saturday from about 5 o'clock to about 9, Bob, for the seniors in the building and Mother's Day dinner. They call it the bar there. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, let me see if we have additional check-ins. If not, we'll shut it down. Additional check-ins for the net, KB2 Sugar Queen, or if anyone has additional comments. Let me go up to Jim and see if he's back with me. KC2DHU, Jim.
Yeah, I'm back here, boy. I had to step away a little while ago. I don't know if you were calling me or not, KC2DHU.
Okay, yep, I had. I was asking you, where is Issa located? You said you'd gotten a picture from him and a call, I think. Where is he located, Jim? If you talk to him, please pass along my greetings to him there. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, he told me time and time again. I don't know, it's Kentucky or Arkansas, somewhere out there. You know what, I told him, this time I'll write it down, Paul. I'm sorry, he told me a bunch of times and I just can't remember.
Hey, Jim, I think you and I have the same problem, because I think the last time I spoke to him, he mentioned where he was going, and it slipped my memory too, Jim, so. But pass along, if you talk to him Sunday, I think you said you might be able to catch up with him Sunday. Tell him we think about him there. Miss him. he had, I'm sure everything's working out okay for him there. Okay, with that, we've gone through the list a couple of times, and check-in tonight was rather short, but we thank you all for doing that. And Jim, I'm going to let you know that I'm going to shut it down, and you can disconnect the link there. Unless somebody else has any some comments for the net. Hearing none, this is KB2 Sugar Queen. Net control closed down the net at 8:46 local time, and turning this frequency back to general amateur use. Good evening to all, and good evening, Jim.